Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. God is the Lord of layoffs. He is Lord of all. And when you go through the experience of getting laid off at work, well, that's when Jesus becomes very real.
When I strain beneath the weight of all my worry, and I look toward the sky, Lord, send relief. When the breeze that brings the rain seems to whisper Jesus' name, that's when He becomes so real to me. When I toil with questions I cannot answer, and in my weakness wonder if He even cares. Just like the sun breaks through the clouds, He erases all of my doubts. That's when He becomes so real to me.
This world can understand, that's when He's so real to me.
When upon His name I call, when these tears begin to fall,
that's when He becomes so real to me.
That's when I pray, Lord, send Your touch, and He sends that blessing I needed so much. That's when He becomes so real to me.
Lord, You know the troubles we've seen. You know better than anyone what You have allowed in our lives to be for the good as part of Your loving work to conform us to the image of Your Son, Jesus. It's hard for us when we get that pink slip, or the phone call, or the meeting with HR, or being told to empty your desk and turn in your keys to the office. It is almost impossible for us to maintain our focus on you and to see your fingerprints in those circumstances. Lord, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We've read in Scripture how that you were faithful to them. Help us to remember that history and how that you've been so faithful to us in our lives over the years. Lord, as we're going through various trials, even today, Lord, help us to get a glimpse of you, a clear look into your eyes, Creator of the universe, to see you high and lifted up, glorious in majesty, Almighty God and loving Father.
Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Oh, yes, Lord. Sometimes I'm almost to the ground. Oh, yes, Lord. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my sorrow. Trouble I see, glory, hallelujah. Although you see me going wrong, so oh, yes, Lord, I live my knows but Jesus. Oh, nobody knows the trouble I see. Glory, hallelujah. What makes old Satan hate me so?
There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free.
Listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry that includes several outreaches. A new addition to the Call to Worship Ministries is Christian Oldies. The early days of contemporary Christian music from the Jesus music era through the early 80s are songs that still minister to hearts today. The Christian Oldies radio program was first broadcast back in 2004, and now the music of Christian Oldies is available online 24/7. If you remember music of the Imperials, Keith Green, Second Chapter of Acts, Andre Crouch and the Disciples, or Phil Keaggy, then visit calltoworship.us and click on Christian Oldies. Or for music on the go, check out live365.com and choose Christian Oldies to listen. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. That address again is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining us for this call to worship and praise.
Jesus, how I trust Him, how I
And have you ever been laid off from your job? Do you remember how that felt? Some of your thoughts and emotions might include being discouraged, sad, desperate, angry, ashamed. And you might know someone else who has gone through or is currently laid off. Well, here are some questions that might help get a God-centered response to these events. Question: is God still on the throne or not? The answer is an emphatic yes. He is not moved. Well, is he surprised by those circumstances? Is he still on the throne, wringing his hands, thinking, oh my, how could this be happening? Absolutely not. A quick and simplistic answer is found in God's word to the church in Rome, focusing on the future, the hope we have for our future. Romans 8, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not how we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." The Lord allowed me to go through a few layoffs over the years. One took place at a time when my wife and I were raising three children, back in about 1982. I got the call from my boss back in the Midwest saying that due to the economy, they were laying off half of their sales force across the U.S. Well, God used that to move us to a different state. We had to sell the house we were in, move, and buy another house there. Circumstances around these transitions put our family in a position where we were really so poor that we literally had bare cupboards. Not a good time. It was very humbling, to say the least, but God provided a family at church delivered 5 bags of groceries to us, brought them to the place where I had worked at the time. And jobs that followed gave me a deep knowledge of the Christian recording industry that I would not have had if I had not been laid off. Well, you've heard me say it before. Looking back over these events in 2020 hindsight, those events had God's fingerprints all over them. My experiences reminded me of the fact that my layoffs were not the fault of people or companies, but the plan of God. That's the spiritual reality. Listen to Psalm 37. "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." Jeremiah 10, "I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." Whether it's a new job or financial needs during that transition of the layoff, well, God knows, and he will meet your needs. Listen to the words of Jesus, found in Matthew 6. "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on it. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. My hope and prayer is that if you, my friend, are going through a time between jobs now, that this time we've invested together will encourage you, that you will be able to be so confident in what God will provide that you can rejoice, looking forward to how and what the Lord will do to meet all your needs. Remember that He is Almighty God, the Lord of layoffs, the Lord of all. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as God can and will use all things for our ultimate good. Getting laid off at work included. I hope that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're not a believer, please stop where you are right now and listen. If you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love for you. You can reach us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That's www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from Joshua 1, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Remember that the God you know from the mountaintop experiences of life is also God of the valleys.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, but talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now it's down in the valley, trials and temptations, that's where your faith is really put to the test.